Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Western Time, Pacific Time, whatever the hell that is. And that would be, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sistren and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. So I don't know how to say the rest of it in fucking Spanish. So I'm just going to say that one part that I can say, numero uno. It's not just a grocery store. Or is that a pizza place? I don't know. What's that?
It's a grocery store.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me turn you on.
I like the sound of that.
Did I turn you on?
Yes.
Okay, cool. This is Jennifer Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse. And this is Silent Giggles.
What's up, everybody?
Our trusty sidekick and gal pal.
Blesbian.
The Blesbian, yes. Black lesbian. Black lesbians' lives matter. Give to our foundation today. Because every black lesbian needs a helping hand. I'm sorry. I'm starting a website. BlackLesbianLivesMatter.com.
.org.
Dot sit on top of dot dot lesbian dot we're gonna make our own extensions now. Fuck that shit. We're not going with the normal one. We're gonna black lesbian lives matter dot online.
All lesbians unite.
All lesbians all the time. Oh, sorry. That's like the Blesbian channel. Well, it's only Blesbians, only black lesbians. That's it. That's all there is. No RuPaul, you cannot join. Technically, you are still a man. And I love you. And you're way prettier than most females that I've ever met. And I love you for that. And thank you for entertaining us. We love you. No. Drag queens do not count in this.
Just straight female, huh? Not straight, but
yeah, no,
porn female.
You're not quite getting the concept here. Black lesbians.
No.
Lives matter.
No.
I'm fucking with you. Get it?
Get it? You don't get it.
I'm fucking with you because you said straight.
not that straight.
Exactly.
Not that kind of straight.
No, exactly. Straight up.
Well, what I mean...
Word up. Upside down.
She's singing disco
69.
Hooks. She's singing disco hooks of the 70s.
69? Is that a disco hook? 69. No, I don't know. Anyway. we're here at our lovely LA Talk Radio studios in Sherman Oaks, California.
Hot dinner.
It's really hot. But it's beautiful. It's California. Actually a really sunny day. Way off in the distance, there was a big haze, and I got my glasses on today. I can actually see the smog. Is that smog? What the fuck is that? It's
probably a combination of both.
Forest fire?
No, I don't think so.
That's not a forest fire?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Just haze in general?
Haze and smog.
I guess I never really noticed that before until now. That's kind of scary.
If you go high enough up, you can look down and see it from the top, from the sky. From the mountaintop or whatever.
Right.
But you don't necessarily have to go that high up. I was up in the Hollywood Hills and seen it. It was like, damn. Like, as far as, like, well, not on this side, on the other side of the mountain, where you can look at the beach.
Don't you think, like, that several months of us not driving pretty much anywhere because everybody was hiding in their houses, the smog would have gotten better?
It probably did for the time being, but the traffic is, like, normal again, so.
Jesus Christ.
That's just wrong. Using it today.
And aren't we supposed to have, like, better vehicles? Like, our vehicles, like, eco and shit, and doesn't put out bad stuff into the environment and crap.
It does, but not as much as the others, but.
No.
It does.
She's perfect.
She don't. She does put smog
she's
out there.
Perfect.
And she contributes to the climate change.
No, she's very small, yes. And she has very small impact.
Yeah, she's a little bitty car. Got that right. You should have seen us trying to move. That was a bear.
At least it did, at least it didn't look like it doesn't look like one of those little clown cars. That's what I call them, a clown car. It's so tiny. You expect like 10, 15, 20 people to come up out that bitch.
Not the mini. It's a whole smart car. You talking
a whole
smart
family
car.
Of Mexicans just came up out of there.
I think you're talking about the smart car.
Yes, those tiny little things. A whole family. They're abuelitas, they're abuelas, they're whatever. Everybody, just everybody. Like the whole family just came up out of that car.
I don't think you can go grocery shopping that car so small. At least we can go grocery shopping.
You have to bring your girlfriend along so she can fit it in her trunk.
Right. Oh, catch, get
her
call
cargo
Uber.
Space.
You got to call an Uber for your groceries?
Her cargo space. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Call an Uber just to bring your groceries home to you. You can go in and buy them, bring them out in the cart, but they have to be loaded into an Uber, and then that Uber or Lyft driver drives them home. And then they meet you there.
Right.
You coordinate everything, you see what I'm saying?
Well, you're following them, so.
Well, you might as well have just fucking ordered off a line on one of them goddamn grocery shopping apps, and then the fuckers just bring you the shit anyway. What was the point? There was no point. You might as well just order the bitch, and then they'll bring it to you.
Anyway. What if you was out doing stuff anyway?
I guess, but it's just kind of.
Coming from work, I guess they
fuck that. So that's why you see that's when you management skills fucking come into play. You delegate authority. Okay, I'm going to the bank and the Popeye's chicken. Okay, my grocery dude can pick up my groceries while I'm doing all these other things over here, and then you can order the groceries on your app, and then your grocery motherfucker is picking up your groceries and bringing them to your house, and you meet them.
Was
at
that,
the same time.
Was that what I was seeing the other
Bam.
Day in the Walmart?
Instacart.
Do they got stuff like that at Walmart? Because I've seen people like with these carts with them handheld baskets, but they was all in a cart and looked like they was going around the store picking up stuff.
They have this thing called Instacart, and there's a bunch of them where it's like they come in and they shop for you.
No, and the Walmart people was doing it. It wasn't...
Oh,
just
I don't
anybody.
Know.
But
I
don't know if the. To be honest with you, I don't know if they was putting stuff back or.
More than likely, they were putting things back because people leave shit all over the store.
Oh, I can imagine.
I do it all the time myself. Yeah, we've all. Everybody's.
I've worked at a grocery store before.
I don't know any motherfuckers who haven't done it in their goddamn life. I mean, unless you the saintliest of saints. I think even Mother Teresa left a loaf of bread in the fish aisle, okay? She did not fucking get it. Religious joke.
Well, like, I
loaves of
it,
bread and fishes.
If, like, anyway. Something perishable, I'll actually walk and put it back.
It's
if
a
it's perishable.
It's a Jesus
meat
joke.
Or dairy or whatever are perishable. Jesus. I would, but.
Yeah.
Normal, regular restaurant?
No. Of course, if it's perishable, you know what I do? I stick that in the coolers up front by the cash registers. So let's say there's three items from the case way out back, you know, like at the 99 cent store where they have all the, you know, the fucking, you know, refrigerated shit way in the back, you know. So then you don't want to walk away the fucking back to return the goddamn, let's say you bought a package of bacon, okay? I don't want to fucking walk all the way to the back of the fucking store and bring back one package of bacon. Especially if I have to leave the line with my cart because somebody didn't come with me. If somebody came with me and they can keep our place in line and I can run back really fast, throw that bitch in there and then run back up front, not a problem. I'm good with that. But if I'm the only one there and I'm doing the shopping, oh, fucking hell no. I'm shoving that bitch in the fucking cooler, the soda cooler, you know, the one I mean, up front by the cash registers. Shove that bitch in there. It's still refrigerated, right? I mean, that's the great part about it.
You can probably give it to the cashier and they had turn around and give it to somebody to take it back quickly.
Yeah, whatever. somebody goes around.
I wouldn't get out of line either. If
no, if I'm the only person there, no. If I've got somebody with me, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'll run back. I'll be like, hey, you stay here. I'll be back in a second. Now run that bitch out back, put it back in its proper spot. Because I've worked in a grocery store and know how fucking annoying it is to have to put back other people's shit that they fucking left around the store. But I still fucking do it. And you know why? Because I can. And because...
Like a whole shopping cart.
Do you know there's one motherfucker, that's all their job is?
Put stuff back?
Is to put shit back.
That's very true. Yes, that's very true.
They have one person who goes around constantly and finds shit that don't belong where it fucking put, you know, and they go and put it the fuck back.
But if you think about it, you would have to because somebody's always leaving stuff.
That's what I'm saying. So like once an hour, I think like once an hour or something like that, the person goes around, but they have other little duties during that time. You know what I mean? It's not like that's not their only job necessarily, but you're creating work for a motherfucker. And that's the way I look at it. I'm creating a job for somebody. A job that they might not have otherwise.
Very true.
I'm a giver.
You're a job creator.
I believe in giving back. Yeah, well, we're job creators anyway because we are employers. I don't have any money to pay anybody right now. But I am technically an employer because I have an employer identification number from the federal government. I don't know why the fuck it gave me one, but I'm going to... Do with it what I will.
Checking in with the Los Angeles folks.
It
today.
Will not be used for that kiddie porn ring. It will not be used for the prostitution ring. It will not be used for the drug ring. It will not be used. I'm just kidding. I don't have any of that shit. That's horrible. God, you'd be all right. Kiddie porn? Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That's absolutely terrible.
Like just regular porn then, okay?
Regular porn's okay.
Because we're in the valley.
That is true.
This is the capital of porn.
Really?
Home and...
Almost every fucking big porno production, including the ones that our buddy Ron Jeremy have starred in.
Oh, yeah.
Have been produced and filmed right here in the valley.
Oh,
Van Nuys is a big one. And what's the other one? Is it Chatsworth?
Chatsworth since 1976.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Canoga Park, I think, even a few spots.
Oh, yeah. Even Canoga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh. So don't ask me how I know this nice, information.
But if you have
I
a
just
nice,
do.
I guess a nice a nice place, a decent, are you just willing to rent your shit out for an hour or two or three?
Oh, dude, they're always looking for people. Like, not just like, let's say you want it in a nice place. You don't want to just shoot it in some, fucking warehouse where, you want it to have more of a personal touch. You can write, just like any fucking movie or television show could do, is if they want the reality of it, like a more authentic look or feel, they can rent somebody's house. I dated a guy who lives in Studio City up in the hills.
Believe it or not, Airbnb.
Somebody who has like serious money kind of shit. He did that. He rented his house out for film production.
You know, Airbnb.
He has a fucking amazing looking house, so I understand why he rented out. Mm-hmm. But they filmed there a few times or something, but. And so, but you can do that. I mean, if you have a nice house that somebody would want, and they have people too, like they have casting calls.
If you go out of town, I guess if you're a traveler or whatever, you're gonna be gone for.
Yeah, they have casting call things where they'll be like people who have a car, or people who have a house or whatever, and they can send in their thing to this. You know what I mean? It gives you something. Like you get paid just for them to use your car.
Really?
You don't even have to be in the car or nothing. Or you could be an extra sitting in the car or whatever. But a lot of it is like they'll put out a thing where it'll be like looking for somebody who has a 1976 blah, 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 you know, type of car or whatever, you know, like, or, you know, like era specific or whatever.
Okay, I get you.
70, something in the 70s or something in the 80s, whatever.
Got the outfit can even come and be like you said. Yeah, I mean, extra, maybe.
Yeah. A lot of it's they're just using. They just want to use your car. They put. I think they'd have to pay you extra to be an extra.
Is that how they do it in old school movies?
On top of the car.
So like if you got a movie nowadays in 2020 whatever, they come up to you.
They still do the same thing. They put out like things on. I don't want to say Craigslist, but you know there are casting sites.
How they do that.
No, there's casting sites, not just like. Craigslist. There's casting sites.
Okay, and they filter everything.
Like Casting 360 or whatever. There's casting sites where people can become members of these sites, and you can upload your stuff. Like, like, you know, like if you're an actor or you're a producer or a director or this whatever. Yeah, it's kind of, it's like you're whatever you wouldn't call it, like networking and stuff. They put out a blast and be like, we're doing a movie about this particular subject matter, and this takes place in the 1970s, or it takes place in 1975, or takes place in this, whatever. So if you have a car in the early 1970s era or whatever, they'll tell you specific, like, what it is that they're looking for. Mm. If you have, a car from the 50s, if you have this, if you have that, whatever, and then they'll hit you up. Or if you're looking to rent out your house, we're looking for a specific type of thing in this area. Like Pacific Palisades, or we're looking for a house in Malibu. We're looking for this, we're looking for that. And then they, you hit them up if you're into that type of thing that you want to make an extra buck, especially.
I wonder, are Airbnbs playing a big role in the porn industry today as far as cutting costs? Because
that's kind of creepy to think of that, but...
Yeah, but, it's a good concept.
Well, if you're... As long as you're not renting a room out of somebody's house, that's not going to work.
But,
you'd have to rent a full house or a full apartment.
They're in San Diego. They're rich kids that do it.
Here in L.A., have apartments and houses and stuff that you can rent out the whole space.
For $194 or $500.
I used to throw swingers parties on a place I found on Booking.com. I'm not shitting you. Booking.com. It was right over in... it was in... right here, Sherman Oaks. Oh fuck! Wait, no, I'm not joking. Like, it was near here. Like, literally, it was off of Van Nuys Boulevard. It was this really nice, fucking swanky. Like, it was like a bunch of apartments, but it was all like had a lock thing on it. You had to have the code to get in. It was so. It was a couple of them were 2-bedroom apartments. One was a 1-bedroom, one was a 4-bedroom, and one was a 3-bedroom or something. So they had a few different, apartments in there, and you rented out the space based on what your needs were. So a few times I rented this place on booking.com, and it was a 4-bedroom, and it had a kitchen, and it had full everything. It had bunk beds and all kinds of beds in each room and this, that. It was very optimal for what I needed it for. I did not film a porno, no, but it was also in the sex industry. So, yeah, swingers parties.
I wonder how much that cost.
I'm telling you, it only cost. It only cost me $160 for the night. I shit you not, $160 for a whole 4-bedroom apartment for the night, and I made close to $1,000 on that one thing.
So per invite,
A couple gets charged $60. A single dude gets charged $80. And a single female gets in free I usually let the single females in free or $5 or something.
Do they all show paperwork at the door that shows that they're all STD free? How does this work?
Oh, no, but I put out bowls of condoms.
Ah, okay.
I always practice safe sex as well as promoted safe sex. So I always put out
bowls of
stuff for people to use. So there's no excuse. God damn it. No, there's nothing stating in these worlds. There's nothing stating that you're disease free.
Oh, so you're still rolling the dice every time.
Of course, but that's why you use condoms. That's why you.
It's true.
Yeah. You at least protect yourself. That's Jesus Christ! Yeah. I mean, do something.
I mean,
God.
Dive.
Yeah. I was only in that world for 2 years. That between that and BDSM. 2 years, and I never caught anything.
Ah.
I always practice safe stuff. Always. Because that's the best way to go, because, you don't want to live with that kind of shit forever. Certain things cannot be cleared up by a pill, a magical pill or ointment. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff sticks with you forever.
So I noticed we can cuss on here. Is this because this is XM?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
It's because it's internet radio and you can fucking swear all you fucking want.
There's no Christians in the house.
No. Right. All right, so JJ.
No Christians here.
We're going to speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself.
Oh, okay, cool. No, I'm just a...
Maybe a Jew or two.
I'm an agnostic. I'm not even a Christian, really. What do you... I want to do a little segment here. Muse News. And you wanted to kind of rant or talk about something.
Look, all right.
So we're going to turn off our mics. Well, no. Yeah, we're going to turn off our mics so you can say your piece, and then we can all have a discussion after. So go all for right. it. You're number three.
Look, it's like this. I'm not the most pro, what I would say, pro USA, you know, ultra salute the flag and you know, and you know, but for obvious reasons, you know, I'm not that person, you know, but I do love my country. You know, I'm an American. I was born here in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I do feel some sense of pride. Like, let's say when the Olympics come around and we win the gold medals and stuff like that, I feel some sense of pride being an American. It's like, yeah, we won, you know. So, and as far as the troops is concerned, now my beef is with the fact that there's a story going around about these bounties going on for the lives of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan paid by Russia to the Taliban. Now, from what I understand, the media company that forced or one of the media companies that put the story out actually found the money trail. So let's say if you hear about this and you value the troops as a lot of conservatives claim that they do, the way that the president of the United States claim he is pro-troops, and the way these people get mad, especially at a black NFL football player that took a knee for police brutality, and they turned it and switched it and said it has something to do with the troops, and y'all madder at him instead of an actual bounty put out by Russia to not even investigate it, y'all some hypocritical pieces of shit. For real. I'm the one that's pissed off about it because, you know, my father was in the military and my brother was in the military, you know, and at some point, no, they were not in any conflicts like that, but at any point they could have been in it. And to think that the commander in chief of the armed forces, aka the president of the United States, as soon as he even got wind of something like this might be going on, whether if it's real or not, he should have stopped all brakes on anything and had a full scale investigation into it. But you don't really hear shit from nobody. Y'all don't give a fuck about them troops. Y'all don't give a fuck about what's happening to them. Even the ones that claim it all on TV every day. It's none of y'all are mad. I seem to be the one pissed off anybody about it. That's my piece.
Okay. Heavy stuff. Heavy stuff.
Very deep.
I mean, just the fact that, to think that our own president knew about Russia taking a bounty out on his own military troops.
The commander in chief is the head. Yeah, and then he tried
to say he didn't know anything about that kind of thing. Well, sir, there's a paper trail that proves that you knew about it.
As soon as you got wind of it, you are the head of the military. As soon as you got wind of anything that might put extra harm on the troops that's already in harm's way, you should have stopped everything. You should have got in front of Congress and said, I want $20 billion to investigate this motherfucker right now. If y'all gave a fuck about the troops. Nothing. Y'all full of shit.
The troops is pawns, but we've already known this.
That's not the point. If you really down for the troops like these people claim to be, it wouldn't even be a question.
Well, here's the thing. Trump right now, he's pushing for votes. There's a whole conspiracy around the whole COVID-19 thing. The whole reason why Trump's taking his sweet-ass time and making sure that the people, we the people of America, the United States of America, have the proper safety precautions to safeguard ourselves from this disease.
He don't give a fuck. It took him. He called it a hoax from the jump.
Exactly. But that's the thing. I'm beginning to wonder, what is the purpose behind that? Is he pushing for more votes? Why is Kanye West suddenly running?
Because his when he first started, you know, running and everything, he said he's a businessman.
Exactly. So
he's only thinking about how to make more money, right?
Yeah.
So what he figured was when the COVID-19 come in and they said that they was going to have to shut everything down, he's thinking, no, we can't shut anything down. That means we have to stop the economy. We got to stop me making money.
Less money.
And all that type of stuff. So that's his mental default right there. One of his mental defaults is that he doesn't think like, okay, if I knock it out now, then in the future. See, what should have been, and let's say, really, when he got wind of it in November,
he should have already contained it, and that way he'd still have
so
his profits.
So by February, we wouldn't be in the shit we in right now.
Of course.
When February came around, he called it a hoax in February. He knew in November.
Exactly.
That's funny.
All right, well, enough of that bullshit. I'm sorry that's happening.
And I know somebody personally that's died of COVID-19, so get the
It's definitely not
COVID-19 is real.
135,000 dead Americans as of today's standing. Yes. And still counting.
Obviously, it's not a hoax. That many people don't die from anything but things like the bubonic plague. And even that was contained to one island of whatever.
Yeah. Ebola didn't even come out this far.
No, but what I'm saying is like, It's a very serious thing. It's not a hoax. It's not something to laugh at or joke about. It's a real thing. So please just
wear your masks.
On behalf of Get Real Global Entertainment LLC, please wear your masks. Especially when in groups of people.
Wash your hands.
Hand sanitizer. And especially when you're dealing with money. If you work in any industry, like, you know, anything where you have to deal with money, you're a cashier, you're a whatever, anything that deals with money, wear gloves.
Please,
and constantly wash
gloves.
Your hands and hand sanitizer. Anyway, that's that piece. So let's do something where let's play some music.
All right.
So that way we can be happy. Let's see. You want to play? Who you want to play? We have. I was looking at Sonya Harley. We haven't played her in a while.
Mm, wow.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to our friend, Sonya Harley.
All right.
We miss you. Love you. Hope you and your mom, Dr. Frankie, are doing okay up there. And I believe she lives in Lancaster area.
Up there toward Morrison.
Real nice house up there, I guess. So we hope everything is okay.
Very nice people.
But let's see. I think I want to play Pocket Full of Nails. If I remember correctly, that's one of my favorite ones by her. So let's do Sonya Harley, Pocket Full of Nails. Bam. Change World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
Like me. What can you say to me if you've never sacrificed? You can make them believe, but you're gonna have to pay the price. Don't ask me to forgive you. Who am I to make the rules? The devil whispering in your
just like me.
Oh yeah, Pocket Full of Nails.
You're gonna bleed.
Hell yeah, I always love that song. It's always an adventurous time with Sonya Harley. Speaking of Sonya Harley, shout out to my buddies Craig Penny and God damn it, I hate anything. Holy, damn it, I'm just totally drew a blank. buddies from the Thrill Seekers.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had wore your t-shirt today. Speaking of that, no, it's God damn it, I'm trying to think. That's what happens when you don't take your second dose of meds right away. All right. Yeah. So she does background vocals for them.
Yeah, I remember seeing her at Peace Place.
Yes, the
shout out to Petey.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that, shout
Tarzana,
out to
California.
All of our bars, music venues that we deal with. We have, of course, shout out to Petey Partillo from Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. Shout out to Marco Cordova and Angie, his lovely bride, from the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Shout out to our buddy Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays right at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. And then, of course, the owner, one of the owners of Universal Bar and Grill, Greg Beer, our buddy. If everything stays okay for right this moment, we're supposed to have a show August 22nd at the Universal Bar and Grill tribute. Bands and stuff. I don't know, yeah, because I think that the I think Black Sabbath, who we manage, female fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. I think they, I think their show at the end of July got canceled.
Yeah,
I believe.
The governor's thinking about.
So
shutting stuff. Reason, down again.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure what's so. That's a tentative thing for right now, August 22nd. I don't know if
that's
going to happen or not, but
it's the dad going
COVID-19. I was going to start. I'm starting to put bands together for that, and I'm kind of scared that I'm going to. It's going to be like March, April, and May, and June when I had bands already lined up for, and a bunch of shows already lined up at several different venues, and then I had to cancel them all because of this bullshit. So. I'm really don't want, I feel like I'm scared to put the work in just to, you know.
I haven't canceled.
Get another rejection letter. I'm just kidding. It's not a rejection letter, but you know what I'm saying. I know it's, God damn it. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking for something. Oh, Davey Gaspar. God damn it. I was thinking, I knew it was Davey, but I wanted to get, remember the last name. Yeah, so it's vocals are Craig Penny, and then you got lead guitar, which is Davey Gaspar. And then Richie Rivera on bass, Clackers K on the keys. Drums is Richie Rivera. Bass is Clackers K. And keys, which is keyboards, is Claudio Daniel Pesavento. Yeah, so shout out to the Thrill Seekers and Sonya Harley. I'm looking, what do I want to play? I'm trying to think of who we played the last few times, and I don't want to play the same bands. Let's do, hold on. I'm trying to think of who we could play. I'm going to do a Dirty Machine song, or did we do that last time? I don't think we did that.
No, I don't think so. Go ahead and play Dirty Machine.
All right, so we're going to do Dirty Machine. Our buddies, we miss you guys.
Dirty Davo.
Yes, Dirty Nightmare. Davo and Nightmare. We miss you guys. We really do. Yeah, I miss them very much. Yeah. I can't wait till this is all over so we can see our friends again. I miss Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Miss you, dude.
Yeah.
Miss Felix the
it's been a
Felix
long
the
time.
Cat. I miss you, fucker. I miss my buddy Warrior Dave. I miss you. Damn. I miss all of our friends. Alejandro, my little friend, the drummer,
Mortis
and Lillian, just everybody. I miss all of our friends in a big, big way, and I can't wait till this is all over so we can have concerts again and do what we did before. All right, well, I'm going to play Discord by Dirty Machine, and this is Discord. Channel Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio. Boom.
You a liar. 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 Like you never seem to give up the hope, the dream,
the lie,
the scheme, running off every vice that you see.
What's wrong? What's right? You can't take what's mine.
To the facts
and the past
and the bed that you made
just to comprehend yesterday.
I see the lies on the cage, our feeling is finally.
It never makes sense to me, never makes sense to me.
Say that song goes out to Donald J. Trump.
You a liar!
You
a liar!
There you go. Anyway, I thought that fit in with the whole scheme of what we were talking about earlier. So there we go. Anyway, shout out to Dirty Davo, a.k.a. David Leach, and our buddy Nightmare, a.k.a. Mike Weekly, and DJ Akusa. So shout out to all you guys, and they've gone through a lot of changes. So those are the three steady members I know that are still a part of it.
Yeah.
I just don't know about the everybody else right now. So, but anyway, love you guys. Miss you very, very much, and hope to see you soon. In concert at like the Viper Room or the Whiskey or somewhere else that's really, really badass. Let's see. I'm looking. Oh, here we go. Here is, here we go. Here's one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands, Glitter Trash. Shout out to Jenna James Mullins.
I kind of figured.
One of the most badass bitches. Hottest chicks are the best racks in L.A. Anyway, I'll let you find out for yourself. We're going to play Can't Sleep, the Chopper song.
Right.
Because it's so fucking indicative of L.A. Here we go. James World Talk of the Block. L.A. Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio. Shout out to Glitter Trash. Can't Sleep. The Chopper song.
I can't sleep with these choppers whirling over my head. No sleep with the police shooting everyone dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, just can't sleep with these choppers. Sleep so watching TV got me really depressed. Terrorists mowing down people, whole world in distress. No sleep with a missile pointed right at my head. Kim's got his finger on the button, he wants us all dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. Just can't sleep with these choppers. Woo, these choppers. Chop it up. Can't sleep with these hackers trading my bank accounts. No sleep, they raise my rent. In my tent, cars rolling by in the five. Here comes that whirling sound and a bright spotlight. Got to beat 30 choppers, cops flying overhead. Came out and flipped them off. They pumped me full of hot lead. Can't sleep, no sleep. Just can't sleep with these choppers. Ooh, these choppers. I can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, I'll never sleep with these choppers. Ooh, these choppers. Motherfucking choppers. Ooh, these choppers. Whirling over my.
Here's another personal favorite, Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll. Shout out to Sin Greg Gendron. Well, love you, fuckers.
Bye.
Shout out to Craig Gendron and Snow. Oh, that song never ceases to amaze me. Thank you again for that t-shirt.
Yeah.
It literally says on the back of it, snotty little cunt. It's about the entertainment industry in Los Angeles, how so many people are fake and act like snotty little cunts. So that being said, he said he was very happy and refreshed that I was not one of them. Because I'm not fake. So I don't do the fake bullshit. That's if I don't like you, I just don't fucking like you.
Ginger beer talk on the block.
Exactly. All right, speaking of that, any quick last moment thoughts? We have like 2.5 minutes left and that's about it. I don't have time for another song, so we're good. We're good on that one. So we played some really great songs today. Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll. We had Discord by
Dirty Machine.
Yeah. We had what else? Oh, we had Pocket Full of Nails by Sonya Harley. Mm-hmm. And then we just also played Can't Sleep, the Chopper song by
Jenna James Mullen.
Yes, of Glitter Trash. There you go. All right, so that's kind of wraps up our week. So stay safe. Try to use your best decisions, I guess. Yeah, healthy.
Stay safe in Los Angeles.
You're supposed to be silent, Gales.
Prodigy on the back.
Yeah. Just kidding. Well, I didn't say that. Okay. No, but treat people the right way. Treat them as you would want to be treated and wear lots and lots and lots of lube on your hands. Oh, I meant hand sanitizer, hand lube, lots of hand sanitizer and wash your hands and wear a mask.
Respect yourself and respect those around.
Don't forget to give us a follow online, shout out.
Wear thongs for your faces.
Yes.
It's a face thong.
Don't forget to add a song.
It's a face thong. This is my Allied Hashtag. Universal Security Services face thong.
Oh, yes. At Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, the whole right, nine yards.
Yes. All right. We're everywhere. You can be found. Music can be found. Go check us out on Spotify, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. It might be under that as well. Go check us. I think it's Get Real Global Entertainment on Spotify, yeah. Go check us on iHeartRadio. We are on SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, every fucking where you can think of. Like Geezer? Yes, Geezer. No, that's your radio station. Anyway.
K-O-L-D.
This is Jenny and the Muse for a week on the air. Silent Giggles.
New School Prodigy.
And New School Prodigy. Peace out. See you next week. Don't know if there's a guest or not. Whatever. Bye.
Gotta go. Face man.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.